I'm not going to lie. I get my back up when I hear politicians or people on social media. You see this a lot on social media saying Canada is broken. No, Canada's not broken. It's still the envy of almost everywhere else on the planet. It's a damn fine place to live. I like it. However, I'm not here to say that it's all sunshine and lollipops and everything's perfect. No, no, no. Not even close. There are some very serious issues facing the country right now. I mean, and like I said, there's a couple that we're going to talk about here. You can talk about healthcare. You could talk about housing, right? We got the housing crisis. Both of those issues front and center right across the country this week. And they have been for much longer than this week. This goes back months, if not years, on both of those issues. So we've got problems that need solving in Canada for sure. But let's not get carried away. However, like I say, you can look around at some of these issues and think, what's going on here? You know, something's not working the way that it's supposed to. That's a good argument. And why not? Well, there's some reasons for that. We're going to chat with Steve LaFleur, who is a public policy analyst and columnist based in Toronto. Steve, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. Always happy to join my friends in Alberta.
Yeah, you wrote a piece on The Hub that I think was really, really interesting and touches on some things that, you know, are in the news right now. So we're going to be talking about something, if we called it an overarching term, it's subsidiarity, which I got to admit was a new term to me. So why don't you explain to us, what are we talking about here with subsidiarity?
Yeah, basically the idea is that ideally you would want the level of government that's closest to the ground and most able to deal with an issue to deal with it, as opposed to, you know, centralization where, say, you have the federal government do everything. And in theory, it's a very good idea, and it is a principle that I think we should follow. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't work out quite the way we want it to, and that's, I think, at the root of a lot of problems right now.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and there's a number of reasons where it sort of breaks down and maybe creates more problems than it solves, and one of them is downloading, right? And you don't have to, I mean, this happens constantly. If we start at the federal level of funding of any specific portfolio, you can see over time that it's just gotten smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah. The federal government during the 90s in particular downloaded a lot of responsibilities to the provinces, which I think was a good idea in many respects. There are a lot of things that the provincial governments are better placed to deal with, like healthcare, for instance. Trouble is that if you just download the responsibility, but don't really download the responsibility, it can get into problems. So, for instance, when you ask the provinces to run a system, but you also have a lot of very stringent conditions on that system, then you're not really downloading the responsibility. You're just downloading the fiscal responsibility. And I think that gets to be a challenge.
And I think, you know, same thing happens with housing. That one's really messy because you've got federal involvement, you've got provincial involvement, although our province is really upset because they think the feds are doing an end run around the province and going straight to the municipality. So those clear delineations of who's responsible for what, they're almost out the window when it comes to housing.
Yeah, housing is a really messy one. You know, I've been a big fan of what's been happening lately on the housing file at the federal level. I think that they're right to do an end run around the provinces. But it is true, though, that that does also get into a situation where you're having the wrong level of government involved. I will say, though, that the big problem is that we've treated it as a municipal issue for so long, when really, when it comes down to it, land use policy is a provincial issue, because housing within the boundaries of, say, Edmonton doesn't just affect people in Edmonton. It affects people in the rest of the province who might want to move to Edmonton. And the problem with city councils is that they only answer to people who already live there.
Yeah.
And frankly, mostly homeowners.
Very true. Very, very true. I mean, they've got different, effort. They're focused on different points of the spectrum for sure. That's we're talking about some of the problems with the system, but that's also one of the pluses of the system, right? That this federalism system that we adopted, that's the system that we have. It's messy, but it's probably better than the alternatives, right?
Absolutely. And my critique is really more that we need to make it work as opposed to that we shouldn't do this, because ideally you do want people closest to the ground making a lot of these decisions. You know, do you want somebody in Ottawa making a decision about how the bus runs at Edmonton? Clearly no. But we need to make sure the incentives are right, and we need to make sure there are clear responsibilities to avoid the situations that we often get into, say, around infrastructure, where you've got three levels of government pointing to the other and saying, It's your fault you haven't spent enough, or it's your fault you've delayed it, et cetera. That's a problem.
You're absolutely right. And we see it time and time again. And healthcare is the big one where everybody just points the finger at the next guy and then they say, well, we spent the money. And you're so right. It's the system that we have. It can work, but we're missing the mark with a number of these areas.
Yeah, healthcare is a big one because you're right. That's healthcare consistently is near the top of polling for federal issues when it's largely a provincial responsibility. So it makes it easy for provincial governments to say, hey, federal government, we need more cash. Mm-hmm. And it makes it easy for the feds to say, well, actually, it's your fault. You're not doing it right. And that's really not a healthy situation.
No, and we see it time and time again. Steve, fortunately out of time, but thank you so much for being here today. I really do appreciate it. Great stuff.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.